welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the Voice of Passionate Action. I am Kira Ron.
And I am Sri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you.
Oh, this is such an extraordinary moment. You know, this is that moment that we've been talking about that has been coming. This is that, remember we talked about in the February predictions, and hopefully by now you've watched the video, and you know you might even want to watch it again now that we're mid-month, but we are in what we're calling the mini ascension moment. This is a very power-filled moment. This is a moment rich with I wanted to say re-energizing, but it wasn't flying out of my mouth. But and it's a moment when these crystalline ascension symptoms are going to start becoming, I think, more visible for more people. And because Sri and I have been going through them now, it seems that the universe invites us to go through these things about a year ahead of time so that we have already been through it by the time we're like, yeah, this is definitely here. So as we start talking about these today, some of you might go, oh, my God, yeah, I've already got that. Or what about or what about that? Jump into our chat room over at onenesstalkradio.com and engage this conversation with us. We are also streaming live at our YouTube channel, Oneness Talk Radio. So you might want to go over there and catch us if you want to see the stream. And of course, we are right here at BBS Radio, Station 1. And remember, guys, we are available for you to call in. And let me grab that number again while Sri entertains you.
Okay. All right. We're playing with multiple computers once again because we are testing software for every situation. But I'll tell you what, let's come to the number one thing that's on my mind and I think on your mind, and that is, what's going on?
Well, oh my God. You know, what is really going on? Why can I not find this silly, you know, guys, forgive me. Normally I have our 800 number up before I even get on the air with you. And so forgive me that I can't, in my hundreds of emails, I can't find, here it is. Oh, right. Yay. Okay, forgive me. You can get into the queue. And I know we already have callers standing by, but you can get into the queue at 888-627-6008. Again, that is 888-627-6008. And call in, get in the queue for a mini soul reading to ask us a question, talk about what you're experiencing, because that's what today is about. Today is about the extension. And hopefully, I just want to share that you were with us live yesterday, because remember,
we got started on this conversation
during our show, Explore the Mysteries, which is our Saturday show that is on at 1 p.m. Pacific time. And hopefully you tuned in. If you did not catch yesterday's show, or if you want to catch yesterday's show, especially after listening to today's show, you might want to put the two back together. Go to shrinkcareradio.com. It's right there on the homepage.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So, Sri, I am just very, very blown away at these energies that are circulating right now. And I think that, you know, as we mentioned, guys, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, and we really want to continue because I know you guys are feeling the intensity, the moment of expansion that is upon us all right now. And I think we're all being, the word I want to use is invited. We're all being invited to step into this mini ascension moment to kind of try it on, to kind of quiet the mind, you know, because there's still a lot of mind going on about what is ascension. I mean, I'm seeing this everywhere. And it's like, okay, you can't think your way into ascension.
No, ascension is not a concept.
You cannot
teach that which you have not experienced. You can talk about it. You can pretend about it, but it's only a concept.
Yeah.
It's really important to recognize that authenticity is an integrity. And that integrity says my words, my actions, my life are congruent with the truth of my being. I am that which I say I am, because I wouldn't say anything else.
Well, and yet you are that within the construct of this incredible dream, you know, well, you know, inside of this moment of revelation, because we really, I think it's really important to note that in this moment.
I'd like to think that I'm that little spot on the funhouse mirror where you can look through the reflection and see the divide there, but okay. Whoops, lost it.
No, you know what? I was just thinking of those carnival beers, you know, those ones where you're like a wave or, you know, all of that. I mean, when you said that mirror thing, I just thought, you know, talk about the ultimate reflection, because isn't that what's happening right now? You know, so many people have been writing in and, you know, we mentioned on our show yesterday too, fascinating uptick in hate mail this month towards Sri and I, and it's because we're not afraid to tell the truth. And I know Sri and I both know what this whole parallel shift is sounding like. And, you know, that's what's going on. And rather than put it in some language that would make you think it's something other than it's not, this is what it means by the mini ascension experience. It's about discovering how it actually feels, how to experience this energy.
I think that we are living in a universe that loves us so much that we're not going to get wonked on the side of the head. You know, many people over the years have said, I wish my third eye would open. I want to see beyond the physical. And there's a mixed blessing in that, because it can be destabilizing. And if you suddenly turned on all of that sight, the density part of your brain would have a lot of trouble figuring out how to be, you know, and people have... people get committed to institutions because things opened up too rapidly. So with that little caveat in mind, a mini ascension experience is an opportunity to tune the body, to tune your psychology, to embrace that which is your destiny. Ascension is not an option. It is just when. You know, when do we return back to the one?
Well, I'm just smiling because those of you that have read our first book, still, you can still get it in whatever printing now, Sacred Union, The Journey Home. This is what Archangel Zadkiel talks about. And I love this because Archangel Zadkiel's main, I would say, experience of working with Sri and I was to make sure that the energy of authenticity through the yoga of self-ascension was brought back and made more visible on the planet.
Yes,
and
yes.
I know that through you, that's what happens. You know, each of us connects to the other because we are better together. And I think that what's so important here is to remember Zadkiel's words, because Zadkiel was very clear that you will never be known by your words.
Correct.
You will only be known by the truth of your heart, which means that there are many who are I'm going to do this, spiritual teachers, because every teacher truly student, and every student has the teacher that's perfect for them. So please, this is not being offered with any form of judgment. What I'm trying to help you discern in your spiritual discernment or your mastery process is that at some point you need to stop rationalizing everything and demanding a rational explanation. What that does, you know that old phrase, you cannot simultaneously prepare for war and prepare for peace?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you cannot simultaneously prepare for truly living from the heart while feeding the mind. You can't do it, because what's happening is if you're feeding the mind, you might tell your heart you want it, you might say you want it, but but your actions are louder than your words. What's getting the food? The mind.
And so the mind is the place.
Is hungry.
Well, it's the place.
It's
that's
hungry.
Where doubt lives.
Yeah, big time. Doubt, guilt, shame, all the others, you know.
Well, and the exact phrase, because I want to come back to this,
that
Zadkiel shared with us.
Yeah.
You'll be known by your energy.
You will be known by your heart.
And that your heart is that foundational energy that pulls or supports you to live in the ascended state.
In other words, you won't be able to talk your way into it. I don't care how good a salesperson you are or how much you might have believed your own lies. The gift is to break free of your own spin. And how do you do that? How do you break free of the spin of the Kali Yuga? Because let's face it, the Kali Yuga is more than a spin. It's a power wheel, right? I mean, it is massive.
It's a contextual energy that seems to infiltrate the minds of density.
It does. And, you know, it's funny because I'm showing you guys here all, well, you probably can't really see them, but if you're on YouTube, I'm holding up my gorgeous beautiful peacock tablet that my angel Sue Sturdivant gave to me. And I clearly heard that we had to write the symptoms on here. And as you guys know, Sri and I are going to be releasing the Crystalline Ascension Symptoms video this week. So look for it at our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira. And make sure you subscribe here at Oneness Talk Radio channel at YouTube, if you're over here at YouTube. And then also subscribe to our other channel. That way you really get all the updates. Because I think that it's important to overlap the conversation we're having right now with the symptoms, because it's all unified. It's all part of this. You can't talk your way out of this. You can't do any. The key is what you can do is give yourself reassurance through discovering mm-hmm. others who are having these experiences. Mm-hmm. And as the Essene teach us, as the Cosmic Essene teach us, lesson one of the Lost Books of the Essene at our website, treenkira.com, what they say is, you know, tuck in those who are sleeping. Tuck them in. Don't even try to do anything. Just tuck them in. And they're saying, just be present for the drowsy. Don't even try to talk to them, but be present. Let them see your full radiance. And then be with those who are awake. And so we honor and bow before you because we are with you. Thereby, we are awake. And we thank you for the honor of this moment. And Sri and I also want to share with you that if even your awakened moment happens to just be the couple hours a week you join with us in our shows, I trust you're celebrating that, because that's 3 hours a week more than many other beings. And so thank you for your awakenedness. And that's part of it, isn't it?
And that's your own version of what's happening in this quote, mini ascension time.
Exactly.
As long as we can maintain some degree of openness to the authentic frequencies of our cosmic nature.
Right.
As we hold that door open, we're able to, let's just say, multitask. We can live a quote unquote seemingly ordinary life, yet we have our divine connection. And in that, there will come a time when the divine connection doorway, so to speak, opens wider and wider. And that will be your time.
It will be. Now, you know, speaking of time, I want to just first of all honor, I know that we've had a full packed jam line since the show opened. All of you on the phone, stay on the phone. I promise you we will get to you, and you do get to listen to the show while you're on hold. All of you over here in the chat room, wow. You guys are really nailing it. My heart is just like, of course we are all here together today, because I think, Sri, do we want to just jump into some of the symptoms? Now, guys, here's what you need to know. There's too much happening with the Crystalline Ascension symptoms to do a full show on it. Today's show is meant to assist you to start relaxing into what's happening. And then please get on the Official Sri and Kira YouTube channel. Get on this Oneness Talk Radio channel. We're going to release the video at both channels. It'll be going out this week. You want to see this video. So Sri, I'm thinking, let's go right up here because I love this one. Hi, Sri and Kira. And there's tons of them sitting over here in the chat. And I know we have all of you on the line, so don't worry, we're going to get you too. But I want to start here. Hi, Sri and Kira. Are pets experiencing ascension symptoms? All three pets are sneezing, coughing, and acting dizzy. Nope, this is guest 669. Well, okay, guest 669 over at Oneness Talk Radio chat. Not only are the pets going through them, they are actually part of it. So here is... There are many crystalline ascension symptoms, so many that we're actually trying to categorize them for you a little bit. Mm-hmm. But one of the experiences that you will begin having, if you are not having already, is you will actually start meeting you, the being in form, in this type of form that we're talking about, a two-legged. It's like you start hearing the animals. Like suddenly you're hearing them in ways you've never heard them before. Like you are absolutely confident that you are holding telepathic communications. You might even become very aware of the heightened presence over energy, you know, the soul energy that's within your animal. They might start acting differently. You know, give you an example. My dog, Henry, that is on the floor right next to me here. And Henry was a rescue that we got in Uruguay. And his DNA test says that he's German Shepherd, Pit Bull, Greyhound. Well, Henry, he's very fast, and he's very protective, and he's a sweetheart, mushy face with bold eyes. Anyway, in the past, it's just been the past month, Henry won't leave my side at all.
Observed changes in our other dogs as well. Mm-hmm. There is an emotionality, a sense of
being heard. It's like a communication.
Yeah, and that they I think it's kind of like we're more of a lifeboat to them during these changing frequencies,
and
they're wanting to stay connected because we're anchored in those higher frequencies.
And they have lifted as well. Most of the companion pets, meaning pets that have found their way to be actively with an ascension, one who is going through an ascended presence, most of them have actually already left and are in the fifth dimension. This is why a lot of people have lost pets over the past couple years. This is why other pets might be feeling ill. We actually thought we were going to lose our little Buster last week. And here he is. He's just fine. There was absolutely nothing wrong with him in the realm of this world. But your animals are slipping with you. So if your animals are having symptomology for no apparent reason, I mean, obviously, if they're sick, take them to a vet, get them better. But if they're having symptomology that is out of character around that, you need to actually start listening more. Now, I will tell you that this is actually one of the crystalline ascension symptoms. We talk a lot more about this on the video. The one thing you need to know is that this heightened sense of communication will draw animals to you. For example, need to share, Shri and I, when we lived in Guatemala, a lot of you know that we were very, very blessed to have two gorgeous yellow-naped Amazon parrots. Mine was Zodkill, Shri's was Rada. They were beyond our babies, and because of very strict, precious beings, truly. We love them with all our heart. And because of the laws, when we left Guatemala to go to Uruguay, we could not bring them with us. And anyway, long story short, this past Wednesday, we get a call from Edwin, who, those of you that have been here to Tosa Blue Mountain know Edwin, who had bought a beautiful blue-headed Pionus parrot. And very young. As a matter of fact, the blue's just starting to come in. Well, anyway, his son didn't want it anymore, and they offered it to Shri and I. And this parrot in record time is literally amazing. And we have since discovered that this parrot's name is Chayla, and it loves to sing Shiva hymns. I kid you not. I have to have the Shiva mantra playing all day long, and the bird gets happy and excited and dances. And so I'm hearing that in a way that we haven't heard things before. Yeah, so pay attention to the animal kingdom. Shri and I have also had a bat come and be with us, literally.
That was freaky weird.
Yeah, that happened Friday.
A daytime visit from a night flyer. And
he's so precious and beautiful, and he was so scared.
Yeah, and there's been all kinds of synchronicities, including hummingbirds and big, beautiful butterflies coming
and mountain lion.
And we had a mountain lion.
And they're all coming in close and talking to us. And as soon as we say hello and receive the messages, they're all at peace. And so this is actually one of the ascension symptoms. And so if you are not yet in a higher level of communication with the higher energy of your beloved pets, this is the moment, and it's within all of them. And pay attention to what animals might be coming in for you during this time as well. So I wanted to start there, Shri, because that was right there in the Oneness Talk Radio chat room.
Yes.
And since it is one of the symptoms, we just thought we would start with that. And so I'm just kind of checking in and seeing we have so many others and people, talking about their animals and what's happening and the experiences that they're happening, plus a lot of other things. And I think, Shri, why don't we say hello to one of our beautiful callers? We have several first-timers. Let's start there.
Yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to go to line number 5, and we'll say hi to Gabrielle from New Jersey.
Namaste, beautiful one. Welcome.
Namaste, Shri and Kira. This is Gabriella from New Jersey. Can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine, Angel, and welcome.
Thank you so much. I just want to tell you that I'm actually choked up.
Oh, honey.
To get through, and you both have touched me so deeply. So thank you for that.
No, we love you, sweetheart. Thank you. We feel your incredible heart. What a blessing. How can we serve you today, my angel?
Thank you. And I feel blessed as well. And I guess I just would like to know from you both, how am I doing? I've been, making a kind of a turnaround here, and I guess I'd like to know If there's anything more than another, because I kind of have a lot of balls in the air, if you will. Just wondering if there's one thing maybe I should focus on most of all right now.
Well, let me share with you first and foremost that I am still having a hard time breathing. So coming out from right over your physical heart, so that would be on the left side of your chest, I'm feeling, seeing what looks like an iris, and it's one of those big, beautiful purple irises that has like a lighter color and a darker color all in the same one. And it's erupting up out of the left side of your heart, but I'm watching it open and it's moving open to the right side of your heart, and it's like lifting up, and it's like your heart has been laid open and this violet energy is coming in and infusing you with, they're saying courage, momentum, and the opportunity to, they're saying there's been a piece of tape over your eyes, and they're saying just rip it off. Open your eyes and notice what is right in front of you. And I'm seeing, it's like you're clearing away. It's like you've been in a room with everything you need, but you couldn't see it because there was all this crap in the way, and it's all being cleared. It's just all being cleared. And they're saying, take the next step, and the rest is clear. They just keep saying, take the next step, take the obvious step, and you'll, it's just there. And that's what they want me to share with you. And I want to thank you for this beautiful experience of the heart. Wow. I mean, that's just really, I'm kind of recuperating from that. So thank you, my love. Many blessings. Namaste.
It's my honor. Thank you, Kira. Thank you, Sheree. And
thank you.
Thank you for all you've done and continue to do. Much
yeah.
love.
Much I love you, honey. I love you. Namaste. Well, Sheree, I'm still getting my breath back.
Take a moment and breathe and just...
Wow, guys. I don't know if y'all felt that, but I think that this beautiful like laying open of this iris on the chest and kind of like having it was for all of us to receive kind of an extra amp from the violet realms. And hey, as I was opening up my eyes, I just happened to see, I don't even know exactly what you guys are talking about, but I'm seeing anxiety and depression and all of that. So I want to talk about that because yes, that is one of the symptoms. And this is a really powerful one. And because these symptoms are happening, Sheree and I were, like I mentioned, we're still deciding, but it's happening like there's an emotional component, there is very much a physical component, and then there is, you could just say spiritual component. But in the emotional component, it's more like free-floating sadness. And it's out there, and it somehow has found its way in through some type of a warped sine wave. It's actually trapped in the fourth dimension. But imagine that this is the third, right? And Sheree, you put your hand here. So you know, the third and the fifth dimension, well, this fourth warp is touching both sides. And so it's a free-floating sadness from the fourth dimension that to anyone who is conscious, you're going to feel it. And it's going to be like waves. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how I've been describing it, Sheree.
Well, and it isn't a permanent thing because it's sort of like a doorbell. Here's a doorbell of sadness or a doorbell of depression.
And it can come out of nowhere.
Nowhere. You hear it, you notice it, yep. It's processing through your system.
Right.
And then there's the recognition, this is not mine,
right.
But this is something in the environment, and then we lift out.
Right, and that's the key, is for you to first know this is not real. So you need to get that this, and this has really become one of the big, big crystalline ascension symptoms, because if you are getting this free-floating kind of like panic, anxiety, depression, or just sadness, like all of a sudden you're just sad and you can't stop it. What's really important here is that the universe trusts that you're ready to break free. Mm-hmm. And that's why this is happening. And so all you need to do, and you can do this, all you need to do is the minute, and I mean, that's where you have to train yourself. You have to train yourself to catch it the minute it shows up. Whereas when it was first happening for Sheree and I, sometimes it'd be about a half an hour, maybe an hour. I'm like, wait a minute. Is that recognition of this is not real? this is not mine. And thank you for reminding me of the illusion. And then what happens is you're already in the seventh. You go right through up to the seventh, because in the seventh, you can see how this kind of harmonic that's stuck in the fourth dimension is pushing and hitting the third and popping, hitting the top of the fifth. So you have to go the seventh to see it. And then the minute you see it, you become the harmony and you watch the sine wave. It's like this erratic sine wave just goes, oh, because you're awake. And so it's actually a sign of mastery. It is one of the crystalline ascension symptoms. And I see a lot of you talking about this right now. And so I'm very, very grateful that you guys are, the forgiveness practice. Thank you, whoever put that into the Oneness Talk Radio chat room. Always, always an eternally powerful practice. And thank you. That's a wonderful reminder. I really appreciate you guys talking about that. Wow. Such big moments, guys. You know, remember the energy of this week. And speaking about the energy of this week, have you gotten the app? Okay. The app is out. And we're very excited about that.
And remember, this beautiful app for your iPhone and your Android devices not only gives you a daily inspirational quote to focus on. And these quotations are all from our sacred ascended guides. And that they're all published at our website. And so they're reminders of the truth of the teachings and of the heart-centered presence of an ascended life. Yeah. And every week we update it.
Yeah, now, and so you can get the app for free. There is a ton in there, including a player for Oneness Talk Radio. You could just go right into your app and go, hey, I want to hear the show. Click right inside the app. So as Sri mentioned, you can get it at Apple. You can get it for your Android. Just search Sri and Kira and you'll find it, or Spiritual Mastery and you'll find it. Download the app, take advantage of it, because I was getting excited because since the app just launched, for those of you that are in the app and have subscribed to the Mastery Mentorship, our first audio weekly guidance message gets posted at midnight tonight, as along with the message and the audio message. So lots of beautiful things happening in this extraordinary energy.
Well, I'll tell you what, do you want to take another call here?
I think that would be, we have plenty of time. Let's do it.
Right.
All right.
I forgot where we are on this list.
Okay. Hold on. People are saying they are having a hard time finding our app. Okay. The app is just Sri, S-R-I, and Kira. You just type that
spiritual
in, you'll find
mastery.
It.
Spiritual Mastery.
Or Spiritual Mastery.
The full name of the app is,
I'm trying to put it on
Spiritual
here.
Mastery with Sri and Kira.
But if you just put Sri and Kira, remember you have to be in your app store. It is an app, so it's for your iPad or your phone, not for your computer. But it is Android and Apple, and it is all formats. And so I'll just type it in for you guys, and then we definitely, lots of massive things coming in here too that we'll look at. And we have all these beautiful people.
Yeah, so I'll tell you what, we're going to head to line 5, and we'll say hello to Jennifer from New Mexico.
Namaste, Jennifer.
Oh, hello, Namaste. It's wonderful to talk to you. I'm finally, this is my first time calling in. And it's also my birthday. So I feel extremely blessed. And I want to share with you how amazed I am with everything that you have done with technology and everything to reach everyone out there and bring everyone together. That has been just amazing to see. And this new app, I'm so excited about. I cannot wait to try. And I love you with all my heart and all my soul. And I just need to breathe. And if I could have a mini birthday soul meeting, I would just be honored.
Oh, Angel, the honor is ours. I mean, sincerely, the honor is ours. And the whole time that you have been sharing, the whole time that you've been speaking, I'm seeing this beautiful crown, but it's more like a tiara. And it has all of these beautiful, teeny tiny little crystals, but every color, I mean, every color. And it's so bright. And it's very much igniting this higher chakra energy for you. And then I'm also, I've been called to put my hands on my third chakra. So you might want to do the same thing. And as I have my hands on my third chakra, they're saying, build the dream from the engine of your passion. Breathe it up into the heart that is filled with love. Let it come through a throat that is ignited with harmony, and may it blossom into presence through the queenly gift of your divine priestess. And I'm just bowing before you because this is a massive moment for you. Happy birthday, my love. Thank you.
Thank you, Shakira. You are just a beautiful, you are both Sri. I just can't even, I have no words. Thank you so much.
Thank you, honey. We're so grateful you're on the planet. Many blessings. Wow, my hands are so filled with light. Whew, I can't even breathe. So I'm just sending this out to you and everyone else. It's just like we're in this massive connection of light and energy, and it's awesome. And I thank you for bringing it to all of us.
Let's all just breathe and recognize that we are in a beautiful web of crystal and light.
I think we're going to need to take a break. I'm going to pass out.
Yeah, we're coming up on that time. Woo. So I'll tell you what, we are going to take a little station break, and we'll be right back after this message.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the violet flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Well, welcome back, everybody. We are truly delighted to be here live with you today. And it's an amazing day. It's a wondrous day. It's a day filled with energy and opportunity and upliftment.
Well, and we're in that moment of February. Remember, guys, that next week, this coming week, February 16th, just like, you know, 5 days from now, we are going to enter the pre-phase period, which if you are in this active mini ascension flow, is going to be like this wondrous journey of manifestation that will last all the way through till April 16. So this is going to be an intense moment for humanity. It's an intense moment for all of us. Yet it is a moment where you can command the light, call in the mastery of your divine presence, and sincerely become extraordinary if you shift. And, you know, we've been talking about these parallel shifts and anchoring in these other timelines. And how do you know that? And that's why we're talking about the crystalline ascension symptoms.
Yes. And, you know, one of the things to remember is that anytime you're not experiencing peace, love, or joy, that's your signal to take a breath, to disengage the mind from whatever it's grabbed onto and or whatever other perceptions, you know, if you're if you're watching something, just disengage for a moment and bring your attention inward. And in doing so, you will very quickly discern whether what you're experiencing is something that is needing your healing attention, love and healing, whether it's subconscious material, shadow material, or whether it's just that you happen to have your antenna open to other energies.
All the time.
But the key here is all the time. Your nature, your very nature, your essence is peace, love and joy. And so oftentimes our attention is engaged with an activity and we don't notice that actually we're experiencing peace, love and joy in spite of whatever we're focused on. But whenever we do find that we have drifted away from that state of peace, it's important to just take a moment. And yeah. this happens so quickly once you practice it. You breathe, you go, ah, to the container,
yeah.
or ah, I am. And you move back into that essential presence, and this peripheral stuff falls away.
Well, you know, I want to, Sri, this remind, I want to read something that's over here in the Women's yeah. Talk Radio chat, because it actually, the chat at the time you mentioned, we were talking about a different symptom, but actually this also is part of another symptom. So I'm going to bring this one up so we can talk Alrighty. About it. And remember, guys, we just don't have enough bandwidth, we don't have enough showtime to give you all these symptoms. That's why we've produced a whole video about it, and look for it this week. So here's the email. This is from guest 315. Literally at 2:30 this morning, I was hit with a shocking out of nowhere issue, an act of betrayal, essentially from my girlfriend, who is genuinely the last person I thought would do something like this. That crystalline symptom you just mentioned hit me full on last night. Well, Angel, here's the other thing that's going to be hitting you full on, because yes, but it's all, that's also part of another one. And that is that in the act of crystalline ascended presence, anything, whether it's in this moment of a timeline, meaning what we consider to be the present, whether it was in the past, or whether it is a connection, a moment where you're in a future vision connection, that's all going to be revealed. That's the good news. What's the not so good news? I shared with Sri this past Thursday, give you an example, real world example of this symptom in action. Johanna Sand and I are absolutely over the moon because we have a brand new show called, you know, it's Soul Mirrors, the Voices of Women of Consciousness, and an amazing show. We have an amazing lineup of guests. We got Dee Wallace coming in March and lots of other amazing beings. And one thing about that show was that this was our premiere, right? It was our premiere last Thursday night. So it was 20 minutes before the show. And I was doing what all women do, making sure my makeup was good. And I was combing my hair, and I was making sure my makeup looked good, when out of nowhere, I had a very disturbing, visceral, tangible flashback from when I was about 3 years old roll in front of me. And it was something I had never seen before. And in that moment, here's the ascension symptom, right? The ascension symptom is the stuff you never thought you would ever have to deal with again. And the key is, in that moment, can you see it for what it is? It is the last bastion of the 3D trying to stop you from moving forward. In that moment, I sat there for 1 second, and I admit it, for 1 second, I was paralyzed. I told Sri, I couldn't even come down.
Well, no,
to talk
this was
to
a
Sri.
Very intense trauma memory,
I mean,
been in consciousness
right.
before.
Ever. Like, I was blown away. And it was one of those things that I always knew was there, but I had never seen it like this. And so this is not the first time something like this has happened. And so the ascension symptom is that you're going to probably have more of this thrown at you. And stuff that you don't even know is there. I didn't even know this was here. But this was 10 minutes before I was to launch a new show. Now, I had to reach up, and that was the blessing of the timing. In that moment, because I did have a moment of complete freeze where I thought, oh, my God, I don't know if I can even go downstairs, much less do a show. And then that fast, I stayed in that aligned dimension. I moved outside of this illusion and was like, this is not the truth of who I am. This is a story that helped shape a story. And I got up, I came downstairs, and it wasn't until almost a day later, right, that I actually was able, finally had the moment to share with you.
And process into
right.
it more deeply, yeah.
So what yeah. this is, and I wrote about this a little bit too, is that it's like a, it's going to bring you into these moments of, am I insane or not? And more, part of the crystalline ascension symptom is going to be questioning your own sanity. And you know what? The more you question your own sanity, the more you can be reassured that you're on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
You believe me. I'm in there.
You know, questioning your sanity when it's done with a lighthearted curiosity, I wonder what's going on, versus, oh my God, something's going on. You know, it's once we have a little practice with these quote unquote symptoms,
right.
once we get used to the fact that strange things happen, things that aren't part of the rectangular box that we used to fit inside. Yeah. We don't fit in that box anymore.
No.
And so having a sense of humor helps a lot.
Yes.
Learning how to breathe properly, fully, and deeply. The Ave Sa breath.
How about the Aum?
And the Aum Aum practice.
All right. My husband's being so humble. And so I just want to jump in and say, my beautiful, humble husband, get the app. All right. Right in the app, we had many years ago, the Archangel Zadkiel downloaded my husband with this extraordinary breathing practice. And it is the Aum Aum breath practice. And in our app, and it's free, download the app. And there's a beautiful video of Sri teaching you and guiding you through it. And I think if there has ever been a moment when that practice can help, it's this moment.
No, it's all for now. Everything that we have experienced, Kira and I, has been seated within us. We have lived with it, worked with it, and now is the time where these practices are essential.
Well, you know, I was giggling with Sri the other day that honestly, I believe spiritual mastery is on the job training. You know, it really is, because it's you. The more you say yes, the more you learn, and the more you stay on the journey. And I always go back to Gandhi, is one of my favorite quotes. When later in his life, a student said to Gandhi, you know, Gandhiji, I notice when I read your literature that you are contradicting yourself on things you say now versus that you said early on. And Gandhi just kind of sat there with the beautiful wisdom of the divine, precious master that he is, was, will always be, and said, then I would encourage you to read what I know now, because I am indeed wiser. And that is the gift, is it not? Is that we are all on this on-the-job training program of our spiritual ascension. And that's what the yoga of self-ascension does, is it allows each one of us to expand as we're comfortable. Yeah. And that's a gift. I think that's a real gift. Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, we have some more callers standing by here. Are you ready?
Yes. And then I'm going to get back to you guys talking about inflammation and stuff. Believe me, we'll talk about that one next.
Oh, that's on the list.
That's one of them too. All right. But let's bring in a caller.
All right. We're going to head to line 4 and we'll say hi to Julia from Florida.
Hi, Julia from Florida. Welcome, Angel.
Hi. Thank you, Kira. Thank you, Sri. Great to speak with you.
And
you.
Well, what brings me to the show is, you know, with it being the month of February and a lot of us have turned, you know, our focus to love, I would absolutely love to connect with my divine life partner. You know, I want to have that like you have with your special mate, the grow together and, you know, just be in love and share the love and, you know, all the good stuff.
All the good stuff that you are. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, take in a breath and let's bring our hands to our heart. And I want to share with you that I'm itchy all around the top of my, like my hairline, because while you were talking, I was seeing this beautiful, it's not a scarf, but it's more like a veil, but it's not coming over your eyes. You know, it's just over your head. And it's very, very ornate, but it's very majestic. It's like many, many colors. And as I'm sharing that with you, with my hands on my heart now as well, my hands feel like wings, you know, and they're saying to flap your wings. So I don't know, Sri, maybe just, I know if you're on YouTube, you can see, but Sri, maybe you can describe what I'm doing.
We have our palms are crossed, facing our chest on over the heart center, and then just gently lift and kind of flap the wings.
Yeah, they're saying that your heart has wings and let it fly. And they're saying that, and then I'm moving the arms out. Ooh, wow. And they're saying, just like a butterfly must release from the cocoon, your heart must release now without fear. That there has been this like old wound that is kind of held in, and they're saying that the wound has been presenting instead of the clarity of your magnificence. And so they're saying, wake up each morning, bring your hands across your heart, tap 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times. Open and say, my heart is here, as am I. My heart is here, as am I. My heart is here, as am I. And I want to thank you, my love, because they're also saying that everyone who's looking to expand their heart can benefit from the gift that you have ignited on behalf of so many. And they're saying that this veil that I'm seeing on you is actually a very long, it's a crown, but in your case, it almost goes from the head to the floor. And they're saying you have been walking in a chrysalis of emerald light. Now see the rainbow, and so it is. Namaste, Angel. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Yes, you thank are. You. No, thank you. Many blessings.
Many blessings indeed.
Wow. How many of you are feeling? Are you feeling that? Wow. Do you feel there's kind of like a, I don't want to call it a pressure, but just like a whoo, an energy movement there. Right. Yeah. Wow.
The one thing about all of this energetic context that is informing us all and lifting us all, we need to take more time outs. I know for myself, I can very easily get involved in whatever task is before me. And that ability to focus has served me very well in my prior career. And it has served me well in other things I do in at present time. However, the capacity to let go and be in present time is a skill that you train your mind of density. We train ourselves to just go back into present time. And maybe the heart center needs to be softly loved a little bit to be open.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something that needs our attention so that we can be in a greater state of grace.
Now, speaking of getting our attention, I'm going to go back over here. We talked about earlier, right before we went on. And by the way, those of you talking about the blue birds, I just need to share that our new parrot is a stunning blue-headed Pionis parrot, and crazy gorgeous. So I just love that. We have lots of bluebirds
too.
Blue is in good
color.
Now we own one, or we get to be the custodians of one. I'm sure it owns us. And today it let me touch it for the first time. I was very excited, because when you get a new bird, they have to acclimate. Okay, Kira. Yeah. I've had a lot of inflammation on the left side of my womb and lady parts for many years. Is this common for women ascending? Yes. And not just women and not just that area. This is actually one of the symptoms. Do you want to talk about this? Because this is a big one.
It's important. And this is a segue also. The womb is the place where you nourish your dreams.
Exactly.
It's not just about birthing a physical child. It's about nourishing your dreams. And it's rather important that the inflammation is on the left side.
Right.
Because from the medical intuitive perspective, the left side is the future.
Now, I have to interrupt. And we're going to let him talk more about that. But guys, if you don't know it, Sri is bar none the world's most incredible medical intuitive. And he is a master evasive medical intuitive, which is the advanced practices that he has evolved over all the years. He, out of the kindness of his heart, is doing a class for as little as a $2 donation coming up the end of this month. Go to sriandkira.com, go to the events page, get in this class, because what you're talking about is
you're going to learn all
of this. And even if you only take this introductory class, you'll know what all this is about for yourself. I mean, it's a real gift, and I honor you for bringing this out
time. Thank you. And we'd be delighted to welcome you to the class.
Yeah.
It's an opportunity to touch into the deeper energies that underpin our worldly experience. And so back to this quote, symptom. It's no surprise that this has been happening in recent years.
Right.
Because energy escalation has been tangible in the recent years.
Right.
However, the womb area, the second chakra area, is nourishing your dreams. And if there's an inflammation on the left side, this has to do with embracing your future.
Yep. And creating it.
Yes. And so what I'd recommend you do, other than bring a hand down to that area, connect with it and ask for a message. It's always important to listen to the body. The body is a gateway to incredible wisdom.
Right.
And breathe and ask for a message. And then when that feels complete. And sometimes the message is just simply, thank you for being here. Thank you for attending.
And I have other women saying, now, what about, I just had a fibroid removed on the right.
Just a second. Well,
so we're going to let him finish and then we'll keep going.
So to bring that to a place of...
Take the class.
You have one hand on that area. The other hand comes up to the heart.
Right.
And then we just breathe love into the hand, around the shoulder, down to the other body part and say, I love myself. I accept myself. I embrace the future that is mine to claim. I embrace the future that is mine to claim. And in doing so, this part of the womb that may have been holding on to an old uncertainty can relax and realize that it's in a sacred relationship with your soul.
Indeed. And so, Sri, thank you. You know, and a lot of people seeing here, yes, they have signed up for your Avesa Medical Intuitive class. And honestly, best hour of your life, hour and a half. Okay. So, but, and then somebody said, well, what about a fibroid removed on the right? So this is not the class, but I think since we did the balance of, you know, the left and that inflammation, and then we'll do that. But then I want to talk about the itises, which is the bigger part of the crystalline ascension symptoms.
So the fibroid is a crystallization of energy. It's like scar tissue. And so this crystallization of energy oftentimes is the result of an over-anxious healing process,
right,
where we're really trying to restore something to the point that we overdo it. Now, the fact that it's on the right side of the body means that we have had some form of inhibition from the past that's kept us from coming forward, and that attempt to heal it has resulted in another symptom.
Right.
And so once again, the process would be very similar, is to connect with that body part, to let go of judgment, to quit saying, ouch, this hurts, and to move into a place of love, like holding a baby and say, I'm here for you.
Right.
Talk to me, share with me. And as we're able to resolve those emotional energies and these imprints from prior lifetimes that are surfacing, then our natural restorative process can take hold in a greater, more expanded way.
And now I want to jump in because I'm seeing in the chat room some of you talking about traditional definitions of left side and right side. Remember, we're talking about the Avesa Medical Intuitive model that restores the harmony of the body so that you can get to a functioning left and right side. So you need to open up your and expand a little bit beyond the traditional definitions.
Yeah, the energies have been shifting, especially since the year 2000, there has been a movement into, you call it the ascension swing.
Yeah.
And now we're on the escalator.
Now we're on the escalator. We went from, I think we jumped off the swing and wound up on the escalator. It was like, you know, being over the river. And we have so much. Oh, thank you. Someone just signed up for the class. Well, thank you so much. You will be grateful. Believe
me. We're
glad
to be with you.
You'll be very glad. So here's another experience, since we're talking about all this right now. And it seems like today we were talking about the physical ones. And this is a big one. And I call it the itis symptoms, okay? Tendinitis, bursitis, you know, any of the itises. And along with that would be what some people might call the algas, the fibromyalgias, and or immuno issues. I noticed we had somebody else asking about thyroid and, the immuno issues. All of this is the adaptation of the physical body in response to your essence anchoring outside of the third dimension. Now, I will tell you that I have been dealing with it for a long time, and I keep going in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out with it. And what I know resolves it is when I stop resisting. And I know you might say, Kara, you're resisting. Yeah, guys, I have been, my poor husband, the past year has been a daily, do I let go or not? Do I let go or not? Because I will share one thing with you. The level that I'm being invited to let go into means that the level of trust that says I am not going insane, this is the gift. And you know, one thing Sri and I are is authentic. We're going to share with you exactly what it feels like to move into these stages, because nobody else will talk about it.
You know, one of the things, there's an illusion. Anytime you see somebody on video or hear a recording, you think that's all they are. We're mowing lawns, we're washing dishes, we're answering.
Chop wood, carry water.
Hundreds of emails.
Chop wood, carry water.
And getting
Make
the bugs,
latte.
Getting the bugs out of the apps, planning programs. You know, we're busy. And so what Kira's referring to is the quote unquote activities of maintaining our capacity to be with you on these various technologies. This takes energy and focus. And sometimes, like anybody, we would like to go, let's just do a little less of that. Let's take a walk out and smell the roses. And we do. However, what Kira's sharing is that as this vibrational upliftment is taking hold in a more expanded way, we're working hard to put in place these technological support mechanisms so that they will make it easier for us to model and be in that ascended frequency and still be connected with you.
You know, this is why we're working so hard, because here at Tosa Blue Mountain, and anybody that has spent time at Tosa Blue Mountain knows this and could jump in the chat if you're here and talk about it. But here's the deal, is that if we are in a moment where we are rebooting, where we are coming forward, then this energy, the more that we can broadcast this energy to you, the better. Now I hear somebody say, dang, another reboot to the beginning of the show again. I don't know. Did BBS have a hiccup? We don't know, guys. We know that we're juggling three different streams today, and God bless my husband. He has even bought more software to make the streams more stable.
The reality is we're not on a hard wire.
Yeah.
And we have to live with some fluctuations of a wireless Wi-Fi system coming from many miles away.
Yeah, so this is a miracle, what we have. And we promise you, we will do everything in our power to make it better.
We're looking how to buffer the stream and make it better.
My poor husband works all day to get to these broadcasts. So speaking of, okay, and thank you all. You're being so kind. You really are. We're out of time. How did that happen?
Time is flying.
Okay, everybody on the phone line, you know, we knew this would be a big show. Please, with all of our heart and soul, call in early next week, and we will make sure we get you on first.
Yes, and look for an e-card. I hope you're on a newsletter list, because we're going to offer you some additional information on how to connect with us.
Yeah, get the app.
And so, beloved ones, it has truly been a delight to be with you, and we're hoping those of you on YouTube have enjoyed this as well.
And get the full video on the crystalline ascension symptoms
that's coming
this
up
week
soon.
At YouTube.
And until we have the joy of being with you live next week, may you breathe deeply and know that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.